Good morning. Yes, morning. 10:40 a.m., 11:19. I did not get out at 6:30 this morning, as I had hoped. However, I am out. It is morning. It's been a full day so far. Hour with therapist, hours worth of shopping, first mile behind me. Good pace on that mile. I got Endomondo running. Pandora stood me in good stead today. Kept me chunking right along. I'm fired up. One of the big problems that I've been having, as I've said, I think, over and over, is being overwhelmed by the detail. One of the things that I'm very good at is having projects lined up and knocked down. And where I've been failing, yeah, 1620, not bad. Guys with weed whackers. Where I've been falling down is getting the projects lined up. And as a result, stuff keeps falling through the cracks, which frustrates me. And yeah, it's a problem. So invested in a little organization today in honor of the new year. I got a 2013 wall calendar for the whole year. And I got a whiteboard, just a small one, that I can post beside the clock that I look at 95 times a day. Because I have a wall clock that I can actually read the digital time. Tells me the precise minute, but I'm a man of analog ears. So I really like to have the hands, because the hands tell me my relationship with the hour and the day. The shape tells me more than the numbers. Which is an interesting idea. Anyway, so I got a whiteboard. I'll put the kegs, put the tasks on the to-do list in priority order and knock them out. If I don't do anything today except get that organized, that'll be a win for the day. Because it means tomorrow, when I get up, I know what I'm supposed to do. And that's going to be real important going forward. So, I mentioned that my sister is in a terminal state. She's trying to line up funding to get into hospice. And her girlfriends have started a funding, a crowdfunding thing to try to raise $1,000 from friends and family. So there should be a link to that on my Facebook page. I'll put the link in the show notes for this show. Don't feel obligated. Don't feel like you need to. But I told her I would tell all of you. She listens sometimes, and I told her that I would let everybody know. I think it's safe to say that they'll meet their goal. Kind of hit me hard. Yeah, well, some days are like that. So we're walking. We're talking. Yesterday was kind of a goof around the house day, I'll be honest. Was playing games with wife, cooking dinner, laundry, basically being there where a lot of days, to be quite honest, I'm not. So yesterday was a day for the family, and that meant I didn't walk, I didn't talk, I just put a little post up that said, no, not going to happen today. And as important as the walking is to my health, touching base once in a while with the family, that matters too. So I'm working on balance. My therapist says I need to work on my balance. My balance is out of whack. I think that's true. I used to balance pretty well. When I was working in systems, when I was working in information systems, I used to balance out the very esoteric digital world with astronomy, physical astronomy. I had a telescope and I would go out in the backyard and I would find planets and look at stars and star clusters and find my place in the universe by what time of day it was here, which meant what stars might be visible in the sky on a particular day at a particular hour. And I had to deal with issues of weather and seeing whether or not the atmosphere was still or busy, turbulent, which is what makes the stars flicker. That was an interesting balance. Another thing I did was weave baskets, reed baskets. I used to buy this material. It was a woven reed. It was actually a reed for weaving. And you have to soak it. And I used I used a bucket. Also used a window planter, long trough. And you'd weave it wet and then it would dry. That was a great deal of fun. We did that for quite a while, maybe a year. Learned new patterns, tried new things. The problem was handles were always a bitch. So I made a lot of handleless baskets. And a lot of baskets with really, to be perfectly honest, really funky handles on them. Handles that were not, strictly speaking, appropriate. However, it was fun. It was something physical to balance the mental. In a lot of ways, walking is something physical to balance the mental for me. It's getting out and moving my body around, even if I'm moving my mind at the same time. I can feel my pace has slowed down some. 16:20 on the first mile, but it's probably going to be 17:20 on the second. So a total of 30. That's still respectable. 33, 34 minutes for a 2 mile lap. That's not bad. So, yeah. Somebody said I need to schedule my own downtime, and I think that's true. I think I need to schedule a little bit of downtime every day. Even if it's not really downtime, even if it's just permission not to be fretting about stuff. It's my biggest problem, is that I'm always thinking about something. I'm always thinking, oh, I need to work on this, I need to work on that, I need to do this thing. That was my problem before when I started that writing routine where I would write every day from 9 to noon. That was perfect. And that worked really surprisingly well. Although I guess perhaps I might have been the only one surprised. Hope I didn't mess up my microphone. I just tried to take my hat off and forgot that the earbud is plugged into my ear and the microphone is clipped to the visor of the cap, so I have short leash there. The good news is that it keeps the microphone exactly in the same place in relation to my mouth, whether I look over my left shoulder or up at the sky, over my right shoulder. It's always right there. So you don't have those funny voice artifacts where I turn my head away and my voice gets faint. bunk pole. So it's a gorgeous day. No, not really. It's an overcast, gray, cloudy day. It's 50 degrees though, which is nicer than 20. And it's not raining, which is seldom does here, but usually at the worst possible time. True Green came over the last week and they were very pissed because we didn't have the leaves raked up. Sorry. Tough. Schedule me again later. I really need to get them cleaned up to get the lawn in shape for spring and finding sprinkler men, irrigation system people, to come work on the irrigation system in the spring, like April. I never noticed that before. The house here on the corner along this run, it's one of the newer, looks like double fireplace. It's a pretty big house. The peak of it has a different shade of siding. It's got a pale green below and a darker green in the peak of the roof. It's not a style I've seen around here. Not a style that's really common in suburbia, I don't think. I can't think of another house in the neighborhood that has it. Of course, I haven't really looked, so perhaps I should. So I did my major grocery shop for Thanksgiving today. Got the turkey. Got a bunch of stuff to go with the turkey. Got some stuff to get us through till Thursday. Then brought it all home and realized I got a refrigerator full of leftovers that I got to deal with today. So I have a suspicion we're going to have leftovers for lunch when I get home, because I am ready for breakfast. I had breakfast already. I'm still ready for breakfast. I'll have lunch instead, but it's still going to be early. 10:40, 11, be 11 o'clock when I get home. Maybe I'll hang my board. Postpone that gratification of food. To see what I need to mount it. I'm probably going to get, now that I'm home, I'm probably going to need something stupid, like I have to go back out and get drywall anchors or something in order to hang it on the wall. We'll see. Somebody has a wood fire going today. The last song on Pandora before I shut it off was a dance remix of Born This Way. that's going over and over in my head. It really had me pumping along there for the last 100 yards. Here we are, getting ready to make the final turn to the north. Circuit City in their green coats. Putting somebody's dish up, apparently. Oh, Solar City. Putting up solar cells. Oh, how cool is that? Unfortunately, the ridgepole of my roof runs north-south, not east-west, so I don't have a solar exposure, although now they do have an east-west roof, so I'm almost back. So, a morning walk. What are the odds? Not good giving my history, but what the hell. Today was another day. So is tomorrow. As I cross the line here, go up to the back gate, say tomorrow is another day, as I always do, and I'll talk to you then. That was pretty close.